America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Jason Tatum with the opportunity to serve a cold dish of revenge to Steve Kerr tonight at the Boston Garden. We will talk about that with Mego in about an hour, a little less. Tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury at 9. On tomorrow's show, and then Friday, Flex Friday, we will do the show live at the American Heritage Museum with you and with a whole bunch of men and women who have served this country as we get ready for Veterans Day on Monday. So can't wait to see you all on Friday morning, bright and early, 6 to 10. And, of course, we will say happy birthday and thank you to Joe Landry, who turned 100 years old a couple weeks ago. And we got to meet Joe at our Lunch with a Hero last year. And so can't wait to see him again on Friday. But right now, back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
This next story is nuts. 38-year-old Rebecca Fadinelli from Stoughton is the owner of Skin Butte Med Spa with locations in Randolph and Southeastern. She's been accused of smuggling fake Botox and other drugs into the country and using them in thousands of injections that were administered in her two locations. She was telling people she's a nurse.
She's not.
She's not.
So the med part was not legit in the med spa.
Yeah, she's not licensed, okay. And she's not certified to dispense or administer prescription drugs or devices. She told clients and employees that she was a nurse, so obviously they trusted her in that administration of Botox. She made upwards of $1 million.
A million?
A million.
Oh, my God. And meanwhile, anybody who paid for her to Botox the lips up or the forehead or whatever has no idea what she was actually putting in.
Correct.
Jesus.
So this story came across my desk yesterday, and I got nervous that this was the place that I had been. Obviously not. I go to Dream Spa. They are very good and all qualified. But she's scheduled to appear Friday afternoon in federal court in Worcester.
Well, you verify the medical license on TikTok.
Yes. So always.
So
first and foremost.
Right.
And then Yelp.
You know you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? Like that, it's really interesting because she obviously had a storefront. Right.
Two locations.
Right. Yeah. How do you know if somebody is legit or not?
I mean, they're all like they have their degrees on the walls.
You don't
walls.
Think she has degrees
on
the wall?
No, I know. That's a good point. I mean, like, I'm sure the people that were going to go see her did their research.
Right. So that's what I mean. Is there like a federal board of.
If they're doing Botox and they have a service available where they can put new rims on your vehicle, it's probably not a legit place.
That does sound convenient. Oil change and the lips.
It's one-stop shopping.
Bad.
Legit. Sign me up.
Yeah. Authorities at the New York State Department on Environmental Conservation are reporting that they are receiving bomb threats. They received a lot of them on Monday in response to the death of Peanut the squirrel.
Yeah.
As a result...
Poor Peanut. Can we just have a moment of silence for Peanut?
Good point.
And for the raccoon.
Fred.
Okay, fine.
As a result, Greg, DEC workers were given the choice to work remotely. They were nervous about the bomb threats.
Okay.
They investigated them, found no devices or anything. Seems like it was a fraudulent
threat. I would guess any of them come from other squirrels who were overwhelmed with grief over what was done.
Probably.
To Peanut.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right.
Okay.
And Greg talked about it at the top of the show, but it is National Nacho Day. A poll done by YouGov.com found that nachos are the favorite Mexican food among Americans.
This is nuts to me.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why would you disagree with that?
Because it's not right.
Have you ever had a fajita?
Ooh, yes.
I'm a quesadilla girl.
Okay. Love a good quesadilla.
Quesadilla better than nachos.
Burritos better than all of them.
Shime, that is a
burrito's
that's
a good one.
Argument take-wise from you that I will accept. I think that
I will suggest that if we all entered a table prior to this conversation, fajitas, burrito, quesadilla and nachos were on said table, everybody independently would go get a nacho first.
No, I would go get a fajita.
Nope. I would grab a burrito.
Yeah,
no way.
I like to make my own.
Well,
There's way more substance to the four others.
It's also a different category. Like, nachos are an app, and then the quesadilla, burrito, this fajitas are a meal.
It's like if America chose chips and salsa as their favorite Mexican food.
America did choose last night.
Yes.
Okay, well, that rounds out the top four. It goes nachos, then...
So what's the order again?
Okay, so nachos number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Burritos number two.
Yeah, see, I don't even have burritos above fajitas.
Me neither.
Okay.
Quesadillas number three.
All right.
Quesadilla, by the way, arguably the quickest, most delicious food that you can make in a pinch.
Agreed, yes.
And all you need is, legit, is cheese and the tortilla.
Chicken?
It's a better version of a grilled cheese.
You can make it better if you have chicken, but
point.
I'm just saying,
right.
You can put one together in literally a minute.
I don't know if it's bad. James, I make that literally every day for him.
I think that's great, Curtis.
Yeah.
Like, if he eats it, it's great.
And a lot of people go to Loco and immediately get the tacos, which are delicious. Their quesadillas are unbelievable. Right. Their sour cream is almost like sweet on top. It's so good.
Yeah.
But your fajita is number four on the list. Number five, salsa.
Salsa?
Yeah.
Like, get out of here, America.
Number six, guacamole.
What happened to the chimichanga?
That's number eight.
Where's queso?
What happened to the tamale?
Queso, not even on that. Chili con carne is number seven. Yeah. And number nine, huevos rancheros. Yeah,
that's it. I'm moving to Canada.
Wiggy loves the huevos.
I don't even know what those are. I stick to my wheelhouse. I stick to basically nachos as an appetizer. Like you said, fajitas are interesting because, Greg, you don't like the grilled.
I don't like the onions and peppers.
Yes.
Then how can you rate fajitas so high?
That's so good. That's the best part.
I'm going to be honest. You want to know what my favorite part of the fajita is?
Sour cream.
Sour cream and the guacamole. Like, that's my favorite part of it.
Oh, I just realized. Tacos aren't on this?
No, didn't make the list.
Tacos are not on the
list? How are tacos not even on the list?
It's insane.
I'm calling fraudulence on America.
Yeah.
Fraudulence. Your taste is horrible.
Yeah.
Because in order to have a good fajita, I think most people know that you need the grilled veggies and onions.
Absolutely.
Same with the quesadilla. Like, just the cheese quesadilla.
No, I like the chicken cheese with onions in it.
Yeah, you need some of that. Yeah.
So, Greg, you don't like onions and peppers.
I like them on a pizza.
Okay, I'm talking about specifically for this conversation.
If you'd like, I could argue that the greatest pizza topping is the onion green pepper combo.
That's not even close.
It is a great topping.
Disaster. Yeah.
It is by far the best.
It's not even close to the best.
Plus
it is. Add mushrooms on that and you get my vote.
What are we doing?
I just don't enjoy them in the fajita.
Okay, but
vegetables on a pizza are not the best pizza topping.
Yes.
But Greg, you mock the nacho. So you literally take a tortilla, put chicken on it, then dunk it and douse it in sour cream and guac.
Yep.
That's what nachos are, but with chips.
Or a taco.
The chip is not the same as the fajita. The fajita gives you so much more.
There's so much better in a nacho than a barren, naked fajita.
So much more surface area when it comes to the sour cream and the guac.
Yeah.
So what about your quesadilla then? So is your quesadilla...
I would not put onions or peppers in
it. So you basically, when it comes to fajitas and quesadillas, chicken and cheese or whatever meat.
And sour cream.
I spray a little Pam in there.
Boom.
Boom. Wow. Throw the fajita down for like the fajita for 5 minutes. Throw some cheese on there, a little
what
salsa.
What was her name?
And then
bang, bang, boom.
And boom, you're done.
Yeah.
It's the spirit of Mexico.
Yeah.
You like
and then
it
you
naked.
Dip it in a sour cream.
I get extra sour cream. But you like it naked, though. That's very interesting.
He likes it naked.
Very interesting to me.
It's just the it happens to be my taste.
In general,
in my life, I try to stay away from vegetables.
Queso, they ain't hitting, though.
The queso is...
They's hitting. I know, queso ain't on the... But you eat your fajita and your quesadilla like a six-year-old.
That's true.
Like, just give me, like, what do you want? Cheese and chicken. That's it. And the guac and the sour cream. But I need other stuff in it, man.
And boom.
That's why I love making my own fajitas.
I will say, when it comes to Mexican dishes that I think should be on the list, the street corn is extraordinary.
Delicious.
If it's done the right way.
Yeah, I like it off cob, too.
Yeah.
Lazy man style. Yes.
I put that in my burrito.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, because the burrito's key, right? Isn't a burrito about what goes in it?
Absolutely.
Trump won Cobb County. Can we get back to it?
Veggies. I'm not really a big rice or beans guy in my burrito, but...
Oh, I like rice. I'm not a beans gal.
No. All right. Is that it?
That's it for the news.
Great job on the news this morning,
Courtney. Thank you so much.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get shut out in Toronto 4-0. Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. Pasta talked about the loss after. Here's what he had to say.
Honestly, like, it was a tough loss today, but, I feel like we've been right there for the most part of the game, you know, and how the special teams obviously hurt us today. And you know, we didn't do the job on the power play, and they did.
The Celtics are back in action tonight at home, welcoming Steve Kerr and the Warriors to town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one. Does that worry you a bit that he's out for another game?
No, because then this is a great opportunity for Jason Tatum to say, hey, listen, this is why I should be an MVP.
Yeah, but I think you're saying...
I'm saying about the injury.
The injury.
Not worried about
gonna,
the game.
That's going to linger.
Yeah, a hip strain to me, a hip flexor is something that can be aggravated.
I am a little concerned.
So I talked to Terp last night, and Terp had said that the team has zero concern whatsoever about this Jaylen Brown injury.
Okay.
He's going to be perfectly fine.
All right. Okay.
I'll be interested to ask Mego that when she comes on at 9.
I will await the response to your statement from Greg Bedard later on today.
I would love that. Like. I'm glad he listens to the program. Thanks a lot.
I would like to hear that later on today.
I would love that.
In Philly, the NBA has suspended Joel Embiid for 3 games without pay for shoving a columnist, Marcus Hayes, from the Philadelphia Inquirer in the locker room after the loss to the Grizzlies on Saturday. And the Dodgers announced yesterday that Shohei Ohtani had surgery on that shoulder he injured during the World Series. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Not to dwell on that for Shime, he can fight for himself, but he literally is getting angry at Shime for doing what he does the exact same way.
It sounds very
much
hypocritical,
so.
Doesn't it?
Like
pretty much. He does the exact same thing every day.
The same tape on a computer, not in the facility.
Well, and you know, back in my day, I don't know if you know this, Curtis, but I've been around in the sports world of Boston sports media.
Correct.
And I used to go on Greg Bedard's show once a week and do the All-22 breakdown for him. when he,
what do
I believe,
mean for him?
Really?
Well, he was at the Boston Globe. I think he was at the Globe, and it was like,
never heard of it.
BostonGlobe.com, and he had like an internet show, and he would say, "All right, come on, and we're going to break down. I want you to break down like two or three plays from the game," and it was more blackboard breakdown.
Okay,
where we broke down a play. So I was kind of doing that, the All 22, like kind of for him back in the day. Like, all right, here's what the safety should have done based on the play that we saw in the game.
You would do that for him?
I would say yes.
Kind
of, you know, I mean, because, you know, everybody, it's, unless you're really, and you've been in an NFL locker room and you've been in a meeting, like, sometimes you really don't know the integral pieces of said route combination or route coverage.
Well, so, that's, I mean, that's why we have you on this show.
You know, and I think, and like, hey, listen, Chime does a good job of
Well, Wiggy, I would just like to ask, normally when you and I talk All 22, it's more of a collaborative approach, bouncing ideas off each other than it is you breaking it down for me, isn't it?
Right, So, and Chime does a good job of his All 22 breakdown and seeing some of the things that he dives into, even though he might still be learning some of those intricate pieces that he wouldn't have the knowledge of from actually being in there. And so he kind of learns and, you know, and he's able to put it down on the Shimestrator.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Good color on the background of Bedard being somewhat of a fraud.
It was like 2013. It was a while ago, too.
Yeah. 64 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high. Record-breaking.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Jason Tatum taking the high road, which is going to upset Courtney when it comes to tonight and to a little bit of a revenge opportunity with Steve Kerr and the opportunity to show him how wrong he was. So
he is going to go off. Like, I know it. I can feel it in my bones. This is going to be like a historic night for Jason Tatum. And I think the whole team's going to make sure that that happens.
Yeah.
That's why over.
I think you're leaning toward a 17-leg parlay for this evening.
I don't know. I don't know how many legs.
No. Courtney, it's simple. Just two legs. Tatum to score 50, Celtics to win by 15. It's going to be like plus 2,500.
Okay.
Right. And Trump to win.
What is that, Sean?
It's probably like plus 2,500.
Tatum to score how much?
50.
Oh, a 50 burger.
I don't even need... I want to go 50.
Ooh, that's...
But also, didn't you say something about Pritchard the other day where all of his overs have hit?
Yeah, so he has scored 15 or more points in 6 out of 8 games, and I believe his over has hit in 6 out of 8 games.
So that might be a 3.
Especially with Brown out, too. The number's going to be inflated. It's probably going to be around 18, but with Brown out, there's a good chance he gets there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, somebody expressing concern in the Twitch chat that he is going to lay an egg because he's going to be pressing too hard, but that's not... Jason Tatum, in my opinion.
If you watched him play, I told you, he got a whole new bag. He's able to score in so many different ways. His ability to get to the hole now and being physical and getting a bunch of and-one opportunities, you see how he was able to do that in the Hawks game. His ability to take guys off the dribble. The fact that he's worked on his release now, the catch and shoot, or the step-back dribble with no hesitation on that hitch that he used to have, just allows him to just do so many different things with his game. He's got a little small, little low post game, you know, playing with his back to the basket now. So I just think he does so much. And you still look at teams. Teams are still running two guys at him every time he gets the ball. But he does such a great job of creating and being able to find other guys that open up corner threes or, you know, guys that can light it up from behind the three-point line.
You can't win in this city. 781 text. Celtics are boring to watch because they win every basketball game.
Oh, my goodness.
How is that boring? You don't like winning? What, are you a coward?
You want to see somebody beat them?
So were they bored for 20 years here in New England when it came to the Patriots?
I would say this team is the most exciting or interesting dominant team to watch in recent memory. Like, after your first of 15 birthday parties on Friday night, I got back and I watched the end of that Grant Williams debacle against the Celtics in Charlotte. Like, tonight, if they win by 60, it's more interesting than if they win by 10 tonight because of what Steve Kerr did. Like, it's going to be an awesome environment at the Garden tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind it at all.
No.
Really kind of the only bright spot on the horizon currently.
Well, you got to feel... Like you said, you got to feel confident about, and I've said it just from watching this team, and they're without Jaylen Brown and they're without Porzingis. I just don't see who can beat them in a 7-game series. I just don't see anybody that can beat them.
This is Tariq. Hey, Tariq.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
I just kind of wanted to circle back. You guys were talking about the mystery behind who banned Kendrick Perkins from the Garden.
Yes.
And then I thought about it, right? It was a mystery when we tried to figure out who deflated the balls. It was a mystery. It's usually a person that's in personnel somewhere in the staff of the facility that is in charge of inviting people back. Like, who is the guy at the Red Sox who did all those wonderful events for players returning, dream team, like, you know, all-time teams, things like that? What was his name?
The dentist...
Dr. Charles.
Dr. Charles Steinberg.
Dr. Charles. So I'm putting foldable money that the equivalent of that at the Garden is the person who basically didn't extend any credentials to Kendrick. And then when that word gets out and it's a little joke, chuckle, chuckle, and then the world starts swirling around the facility that, oh, he's banned, and he's not. Some guy just said, you know what, he called Joe Mazzulla a bird that flies backwards, and that's not a basketball breakdown. You know what, no soup for you. End of day.
Right.
That's it.
That's what did him in, is when he basically said, take out Mazzulla's brain and put it in a bird.
Well, can I add about that, you know, good for you, Kendrick, because you were going to be the next guy laid off by ESPN, and you took a chance by basically ruining your legacy here so that you can get, I don't know what, $300,000 from ESPN? Great for you, bro. Enjoy your day. Have, you know, good luck. But that's what you did. You trade a lifetime of legacy. Ray Allen realized the mistake and fixed it real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, there we go. He's gonna realize that it was more valuable to be, like, you know, humane towards the Celtics and not just use them as a poster child to extend his career.
Well, then why did Joe Mazzulla feel the need to reach out and extend the offer to break bread with Kendrick Perkins?
That's maybe he's like, you know, Mazzulla's you know, we know he's evolved as a person in a different way. Maybe he's like, listen, I want to sit down and talk to you on what you're really trying to say about, you know.
But I still didn't want you in the building a week ago.
That comment.
Like, it's evolving is one thing.
He's
but
probably
like,
going to walk. He's going to have the bread on the table. He's going to walk in there and then drop kick him into the lobby.
Or not even show up.
But it's one thing to be critical of the team and say, all right, Missoula's got to do better. Missoula's got to do this. But when you start taking shots, you know, we all do it. And when you start saying, hey, listen, this guy, you put his brain in a bird, he's flying backwards, and basically he's stupid, then those, you know, guys don't forget about that stuff. And then they say, like, Missoula probably has enough power to say, all right, you know, I don't want somebody like that around celebrating our success. And,
but I still want to have a conversation with him face to face.
Yeah, maybe he just wants to do that.
When there was this, the story was in the U.S. version of the Sun, the English tabloid, and the source who works in the organization told Steve Brenner and David Scott, quote, he was asking everyone to get a spot at TD Garden, to be there for this moment of history. And to try to soften up the relationship that is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Perk says that none of that is true.
Uh-huh.
There was a player, an unnamed player, who said that on the current roster, who said the hatchet won't be buried anytime soon. And the respect for him is below zero since those comments. And most of us don't even want to hear about him. As he said things that were just not justified and that were bad, throwing S in our faces, disrespecting our work and the whole organization. So,
I mean, wasn't he big at criticizing Tatum a ton? So, and I don't know if Tatum's that type of dude. It doesn't look like that's
his because Tatum responded. It was like Perk went off on him, and then the next game Tatum went off, and it was like he was shutting him up with what he did on the court.
And I bet it was probably somebody, one of Tatum's teammates, because that's not really his MO. And I could see how certain guys in the locker room would come to his defense and being like, yo, this dude is a clown and this, that, and the other. No one wants him in the building. No one likes him. Just kind of like being there because that's not like Tatum's more of a high road guy where he won't kind of say those things. And I can see that.
Rhode Island texter. Hello, Rhode Island. Thank you for listening to this show down there and supporting us since jump. Cool Cup of Joe is too classy to hold a grudge. It must be somebody else.
Joe Missoula doesn't hold a grudge?
Yeah.
Are you smoking?
I would say Clapback Joe.
He just said he wanted to bring back fighting.
Yeah, I would think that
he
holds
grudges. Stuff he had with the reporters?
Like, yeah.
Have the ability to have an analytical eye for a second of your own team.
He brought back an article from like seven
Washburn.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, ask Washburn if he holds a grudge.
Yeah, I think that's why we love Clapback Joe.
Right.
He holds grudges.
It's endearing.
Yeah.
Like, and the other thing is, the thing that's frustrating is Perk wins whenever we're doing this. Like, the existence of a beef has whatever the stupid 7 millionth basketball podcast he's on gets attention, and then we talk about his return. When tonight, from my view, is all about a guy in Tatum who, yes, he does silence people, but he's not a guy that runs toward conflict. Like, that's a Jaylen Brown quality that I don't think Tatum possesses, but I think tonight, Jaylen's out. I agree with Courtney. I think he puts up huge numbers. It's going to be a really fun environment, and I don't give a damn if Perk's there.
But I like that about Jason Tatum. Like, he does it. He does his talking on the court. Like,
right.
I like that.
It's not who he is. If you watch the starting five, which is, you know, which I really enjoyed.
You love that show.
Yeah, because they sit down and they really get into the minds of these guys and how they talk, and that will. That was so big for Tatum. The last episode when they won the championship, he kept saying, I wonder what they're going to say now. What are they going to say now? So that's kind of his way of getting everybody or shutting everybody up. Where Anthony Edwards, if you look at him, he's completely different. He's like, I want all the smoke, and I think I'm the best player in the league. And his just personality is different. And it's interesting to see that.
Speaking of Netflix and related things, why do we have to wait for April for that Celtics-produced docudrama on the season last year.
Because the Red Sox will suck and it'll give us something to watch.
I think it's such a miss by Netflix. Like, turn that around really quick. Because by April, it's...
But it must be the Celtics that... The Celtics must have a say in when it
is. And
airs.
It'll get you geared up just for another playoff run.
Yeah, that's
locked
true.
In.
Yeah.
That's true. And who knows? I mean, what's the April Netflix, you know, season ratings look like? Is that a slow period
Netflix,
of time?
No, Netflix
can...
No,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, people consume content immediately. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, do people consume more content in April versus when
I think right
July?
I think right now is when people consume the most content.
Okay.
Because of the weather?
Yeah.
You mean here?
Right.
Yeah.
Greg,
good point.
We haven't talked about the elephant in the room on Netflix.
What's that?
Did you see the big news?
No, what?
Outer Banks.
What?
One final season.
That's it?
One more.
I figured. Yeah, and it's really a half a season.
This was a shorty.
Yeah.
It ended too soon.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like four seasons?
This is the fourth.
Yeah, this
man,
is the
how
fourth.
Many seasons? How many seasons should a show go?
Well, I mean, some go 20.
Well, what goes 20?
Grey's Anatomy is in like 21.
Right. The Office did
about
10.
Yeah, but there's a
10,
lot that hangs in the balance. Like,
right.
You may have arguably the greatest sibling reunion in the history of television. That's where they're heading.
Right.
I've never seen Outer Banks, but does every week tie into the previous week for the most part?
They release all at once.
One long storyline.
With The Office, every week is a standalone episode. So those.
No, you have
what
to,
are you talking about? The Office builds?
Yeah.
Not like because The Office is like a sitcom. It's like Seinfeld, right? Every episode is kind of like its own episode.
Season two ended with the casino night, and The Kiss, season three
right,
begins.
Right, but for the most part, the majority of the episodes are like their own standalone funny episode.
You could watch The Office, find it funny without knowing the storylines.
Right.
But they definitely build.
Yes, no,
but,
they definitely build.
No, but not as much as I would say like The Penguin or... I'd never seen The Outer Banks or like The Sopranos or those type of kind of drama shows that if you can't jump into season five of...
Of Outer Banks, you could.
Of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Right. So, but you can jump into like season three or four of The Office or season four or five of Seinfeld.
And find it entertaining.
Yeah,
you could.
And not really need a backstory.
But that's a sitcom. It's not a...
That's why I was saying, how many seasons would you like your non-sitcoms, your dramas to go on for?
I think this is a good place for them to end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it's had a great run. The two stars aren't dating anymore. They're in separate relationships.
They're not?
Oh, no.
Five seasons of a show is...
Like The Penguin.
Excellent.
How many seasons, Greg, would you want of The Penguin?
Well, that's a prequel.
No. We're just talking about the show.
Well, I definitely want another one.
Right, but how many would you want? Five, six, and you feel good?
What did Breaking Bad have?
Breaking Bad
six
had like...
Six or seven.
I thought it was eight seasons. I'll double check, though.
See, I could have had another couple of really good seasons of Breaking Bad. Like, that would never be too much for me. Never.
I think
five seasons.
Five?
Yep.
You can make the argument that Breaking Bad is the best combination of acting and writing in any one of those.
Yeah.
Preach, Curtis.
Not great.
Terrible.
Preach.
It's brilliant.
Well, like Yellowstone's ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never did much for me.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I lived it.
This is Vinny in the car. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell you, I listen to you guys every day. I love your show. Love you, Wiggy.
Love you.
But I watched The Penguin... And I'm not a binge watcher by any stretch, but my kids are. But it is definitely one of the best series I have seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Can't wait for tomorrow night. Just wanted to say thank you. But I just at one point is that...
Wait, it's not tomorrow. It's Sunday night.
I bet you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. My apologies.
Sunday night.
But I didn't know who, and I know this is going to sound idiotic, who Colin Farrell was. But the makeup job that they did with him
it's
Colin
pronounced
Farrell.
He would like it to be pronounced Colin. But yes, the makeup
Greg,
is great.
Where you got excited.
Greg,
yes, what?
I humble myself to you. I apologize.
It's fine.
But the makeup job they did with him was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
But I just want to say thank you guys.
Yeah.
Love the show. And go Pats.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Go Pats.
It seems like 5-6 seasons, that's the wheelhouse. Breaking Bad, 5. The Wire, 6.
Game of Thrones was only good for 6.
Sopranos was 5. So maybe that's the, like, the wheelhouse number of seasons.
Sweet spot.
Yeah. Anything else? Because you feel like Breaking Bad could have went on more?
Yes.
Do you? I felt like, all right, what did I... I feel like you ran out of stuff.
No, you could. No, that's brilliant, but then,
he literally just said he wished it.
No, but
well,
I'm
they
saying,
had the spinoff, didn't they? So
who Colin Farrell was?
Yeah, the spinoff was.
Yeah, that's different, though.
People said it's really good.
Oh,
but I never got into it.
You mean the Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I saw that.
You loved it,
but that but it wasn't like. It wasn't like Breaking Bad, like so. Yeah. I don't know where you could have went with another 2 seasons.
You know, Wiggy, I'm sorry. To be fair, Greg's the guy that mocks nachos, then makes nachos out of a chicken fajita and says I'm dumb.
No. I'm just trying. As somebody who was a huge fan, and Greg, I got to give you credit. Put me on to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out where you could have gone. That would have been entertaining for another 2 seasons.
I mean, you wanted another 10 seasons of Power.
Well, Power. See, the great thing about Power. They have massive spinoffs of the it's called Power Universe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I get a lot of Power,
Everybody
which I
knows
love.
That.
I got BMF, I got Raising Kanan, I got Power Ghost Book 2.
Ah, you love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thankfully, or perhaps not, we have to take a quick break. But before we do that, let me just quickly get to Billy from Saugus. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hey, Greg, how are you? It's Taunton, but that's all right. Oh. Listen, Yellowstone, I'm surprised it didn't do much for you. The storyline of that, I don't know if you're aware of 1883 and 1923, but you need to, if you're watching Yellowstone, you need to watch that because it starts with, like, I mean, it goes back with the Oregon Trail, the ranch, how they acquired everything.
Yeah.
But that show really did nothing for you?
It didn't. It probably was just that I couldn't get into it. Like, I watched...
so good.
The first season, which is the one where the daughter's in the... she's in the bathtub.
That's the first.
Out in the driveway.
Yeah, first.
That's really what I remember.
That's like episode one.
Right.
Season one, it's the pilot episode.
That's about all I remember from it.
That's the tub when they're out in the ranch when all the cowboys are outside.
Yes.
She got out of the tub.
That's really about that's it.
Taylor Sheridan's brilliant. He goes from Yellowstone, if you do the math, the family tree, right? Kevin Costner's, you know, roughly born in, like, say, 63 or something. 1923 and 1883, they're all 40-year increments. Mm. And it starts when they acquire. It's awesome. You have to watch the whole thing. But Sunday, I think, is coming on with the...
Okay.
With
all right. Well, Courtney loves it.
Yeah, so. I love it. Beth's got in and rip.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will join us, and we'll talk about tonight. And Jason Tatum and Steve Kerr coming up at 9. Well, it is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will join us in a little bit, and we will talk Celtics on a day that is more... Celtics have a game tonight, and it's more like a May game than it is a November game, Curtis, weather-wise. We're going to get to 77 today. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm actually seeing 78.3 here in Boston.
By the way, did you see the news about the weather smoke on sideline reporter crime, which is going on with regard to Aaron Andrews? I know which side you're on without even telling you about it.
But I mean, I am in the Meteorologist Union.
Correct. So Aaron Andrews was doing the Lions-Packers game and reported on 43-mile-per-hour winds during her segment. And a local meteorologist, a local weather smoke, Sam Cuffell, immediately went to X.
I call him Cuffster.
He posted the following, and I quote, begging Aaron Andrews to stop making up weather alerts.
Ooh.
Stuff like this makes me irrationally angry.
What a loser. I mean, my man.
So you don't want...
Sam Cuffell is a woman.
Sam is a woman. Yeah. Okay, right. I was assuming Sam was a guy.
I don't even see it.
So apparently Sam is very upset. So the winds were not at 43 miles per hour.
Did she think she was just making it up? Like
I guess maybe she was.
I mean, somebody probably told her that there were 43-mile-per-hour winds, or she, like, looked at the app, or I don't know.
Okay, but is she a journalist? I mean, she should be reporting the app. I sort of agree with Sam Cuffell.
Oh, it was 30-mile-per-hour winds. I'm looking at Sam Cuffell's thing. So what? She was a little over.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and so maybe inside the stadium they were getting up to 43. I know Gillette has a certain wind pattern, thanks in large part to the, you know, the lighthouse and the big open end, you know. So maybe that's how it was.
That's where Pat McAfee should have jumped in and said, "Hey, Bill, what's going on in Green Bay with this weather?"
Yes, he would know.
He's the weather guy.
When it comes to the wind,
yes,
he knows.
I have not seen Sam Cuffell. I'm sure she's lovely, but my guess is this has something to do with little envy at Aaron Andrews.
It could be. It could be.
But I am on her side. I'm team meteorologist.
Or she considers meteorology to be a science, and she finds herself obviously outraged by those who are pretending to know what they're talking about. And this, if that's not accurate.
Well,
so
not a good day for pretending to be outraged.
That is true. So, but Curtis says 77 degrees today. We may break the record, which is 76.
Not that I know anything about wind currents or, you know, meteorology or anything here.
I mean, that is Shime. I mean, of all your takes or all your predictions, that crisp one may be the worst. I mean, it's been hot till it's almost Thanksgiving.
Has it hit 90 again? Nope. Crisp, accurate is accurate again.
Is it a fair, we talked about it earlier, but is it a fair critique of Mayo when it comes to making the wrong choice on the wind in overtime?
I mean,
I guess it depends. I don't know. Was the wind that bad?
Did he even make that choice, or was it Elliot Wolf? Or
I would hope that.
My question is, where were
he makes all the choices?
Where were these people in real time? Right, so like I only heard about this after the game. I can say I maybe wasn't on everybody's X account, but that seems like something you would hear about during the actual events of them choosing which side to defend.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So why wasn't it commented on then?
I don't know, and that's why I said was the win that bad, because it didn't look that bad, and they weren't mentioning it on the broadcast like it was that bad. So, I mean, if they're not really talking about it, I don't think it's really that big of an issue. I think it's like Shime said, if you go back and you look at it, it's the fact that Kendrick Bourne falls when he's supposed to be running a corner, flag, or seven route, which anybody who knows who's ran those before, you have to be high angle back pylon. And so if you're high angle back pylon, that holds the safety there, Hooker, for maybe a second, which then allows Drake May, when he puts that ball up there, even if it's a little bit underthrown.
Which it was, right?
But then it allows Josh Booty, because if you see the actual play Keyshawn Booty, I'm sorry.
You always call him Josh.
I don't know why I do.
I know.
If you see,
is there a Josh Booty that you played with?
I feel like there is a Josh Booty, but I don't know.
I think Wiggy would get the booty, right?
Right. But if you look at Keyshawn.
Basketball player.
That was the guy who would let him in the back door of Magic City. His name is Josh Booty.
If you look at it, the defender was outside leverage of Keyshawn Booty, and so he had good position, Keyshawn, that even if it's on the throne, he's able to make that play because of the outside leverage by the corner that was running with him.
Yeah.
It's a little All-22 talk. Shime's the guy, but, you know, just kind of giving you a little window
certainly
into the world.
All right. Well, reminder that Jerod Mayo will be with us on this show on Monday from Gillette Stadium, and we will be back on a Celtics Wednesday with Mego next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.